This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, no Wayne Allen Root again tonight. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in here on the USA Radio Network. It is the sixth day of June 2019. It is D-Day, and if you've been listening to the radio or watching TV or talking to your friends at the water cooler, you've probably been talking about D-Day, and rightfully so. This is the 75th anniversary, and the sad part about this, it's a major milestone, obviously, 75 years. Probably the next time, you know, you're going to celebrate it at this level will be 80 and then maybe 100. And the chances are that this will be the last time that a lot of these men, and there's not a lot left, will still be alive. So today was I think it's a very important day. It's certainly a day that we need to look at, we need to remember. And I say it over and over again. These men, what these men did to right a wrong that the world was going through was incredible. There's no other word for it. They saved the world. The greatest generation went out and saved the world. And if you want to talk about that, I'd like to spend at least the hour, maybe the first hour and 20 minutes or so, and we can continue to talk about this throughout the entire night, but if you want to talk about D-Day starting, let's say, at the bottom of the hour and beyond, I'd love to hear from you. Our number here is 1-833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can go look for me on Facebook and send me a message that way. I'd love to talk to you that way as well. But, you know, I was doing a whole bunch of different research for this, and just because I wanted to talk. I talked about this all day on the morning show. I had on great guests, and we'll have on a couple of great guests tonight. As a matter of fact, I filled in for Wayne a lot, and we have only got a chance to actually talk to this one gentleman once or twice when I fill in at night, and that's Colonel Rob Simmons, and I'm going to bring him on again tonight, talk a little bit about the beginnings, if you will, and how D-Day sort of evolved into what it became. And a little later on, we'll talk to Stephen Bucci and then Alan Gottlieb. Bucci, who's from the Heritage Foundation, and Gottlieb about guns. So if you want to talk about D-Day, I'd love to hear from you. Again, we can start taking calls probably more towards the bottom of the hour. So if you're dialing frantically right now, hold off until we at least get to the bottom here of the first hour and we can start to take as many phone calls as we can fit in. It's the most caller-friendly show in the entire country. So a couple things. Now, as you know, it's D-Day. Today is June 6, 1944. Again, the United States, by the way, formally entered the World War again in December of 41. And D-Day here 4 years later. But Normandy was chosen as the D-Day landing site because the Allies were actually hoping to surprise German forces. The Germans thought they were going to land someplace else. In fact, there was this whole ruse going on, which I'm sure you've heard about. And I'll talk about this a little bit later on with a couple different guests that I'll have on. But they were putting out all these fake, feigned kind of things. They had fake tanks and fake boats and fake troops and all of that was going on, fake information. So they wanted the Germans to think that they were thinking about landing in point A, and they ended up going in point B. So they chose Normandy as that spot. And basically, it was also, Normandy was also an advantage as far as flying within distance, flying planes, war planes could actually be stationed in England and get to Normandy without too much trouble. So that's another reason why that particular spot was chosen. D-Day action centered around five beaches, codenamed Utah, Omaha, Gold, Juno, and Sword. And the D-Day landing beaches actually encompassed 50 total miles of coastline, And of the five beaches, Omaha had the most bloodshed, roughly 2,400 people. We'll talk a little bit more about that down the road. And the casualties, that's 2,400 American casualties. There were like 1,200 German casualties there. They were dug in pretty well. Pulling off the D-Day landing involved some elaborate trickery, like I said, to fool the Nazis. In 43, the Allies kicked off this misinformation campaign, phony radio transmissions, like I said, inflatable tanks, all kinds of different things to kind of think, point in one direction, point the Germans to look over here, when in fact the Americans were planning on going over there, which I thought was pretty much amazing. They left Normandy relatively under-defended when D-Day came along, and when they wanted to act and try to fortify, it was too late. D-Day was planned, by the way, with the help of meteorologists. You might not know this. The landing at Normandy was basically, they had to go through meteorologists first to find out what days were the best, and they figured out June 5th, 6th, or 7th, long-range forecasts looked like the best. And the operation was called Operation Overlord, and General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the future president, led the operation, and he ended up chose the 5th, June 5th, but it was too windy that day. So they had to move it to the next day. In fact, the next day, the weather wasn't that great either. But they decided to go forward because they didn't want to miss this window. They didn't want to miss this opportunity and have the Germans double back and fortify these positions that they knew at the time weren't as fortified as they should be. So they ended up going on the 6th. Obviously, the rest is history. D-Day was a common military term. I was actually asked this today on the morning show. D-Day, actually, did it stand for anything? It actually stood for Departure Day. A lot of people might not know that, but it does kind of sound cool when you kind of let it all shake out. D-Day. People thought it was Doomsday, Death Day, but it's Departure Day is why they went with that. D-Day was among the largest amphibious assaults in military history, and I'm going to get into that in a lot more detail probably with my friend Colonel Rob Simmons a little bit later on. But approximately 156,000 Allied troops representing United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, Belgium, Czech, France, Greece, New Zealand, Norway, and Poland landed on the beaches of Normandy. They were accompanied by almost 7,000 nautical vessels. The Allies showed up with more than 10,000 individual aircrafts, which actually outnumbered the German planes 30-1. It's incredible how this country, even back then, has always had the advantage in air superiority and how that's made us so much more of a stronger nation. We have that all the time, and we even had it then by a 30-1 margin. Imagine having 30 planes to their one in the air. And we have that almost everywhere we go now. Maybe not to that extent, but we always seem to have the advantage when it comes to air superiority. When D-Day actually started, Adolf Hitler was asleep. Now, how about this? I didn't know this till I was doing a little. I didn't realize he was actually entertaining Goebbels and some other guests at his home in the Alps. The dictator didn't go to bed until 3 a.m. And just 3.5 hours later, at 6:30, the opening landing in the invasion actually began in Normandy. Hitler, they finally tried to wake him up at noon, and his arms minister informed him that there was a massive assault underway, and he didn't believe it. He didn't take it seriously because all the information that he was fed said they were going to a different point. He said, no way will they be going to Normandy, but he didn't react in time, and basically he didn't actually act on requests for reinforcements, and that mistake proved to be critical. And finally, Eisenhower fully prepared to accept. I thought this was interesting. I read actually this morning too, and I'm not trying to keep going back to my morning show, but I thought this was fascinating because Eisenhower, he didn't, this was all like up in the air. They didn't know what to expect. It could have been a colossal fail. The weather could have turned on them. They could have had bad information. Possibly the Germans may have been trapped, the whole nine yards. But he actually penned a letter that, in case the invasion actually fell short, he basically said, "We failed to gain a satisfactory foothold, and I have withdrawn my troops. My decision to attack at this time and place was based upon the best information available." So he actually had prepared and almost like an excuse or a letter to tell everybody that it didn't work. I mean, it never saw the light of day, thank God, but he did do that. Knocking out German communications was the key to the victory on D-Day. Hitler may not have had all of his troops in the right spot, But the Germans who were stationed at Normandy did enjoy some crucial advantages. Many localities, including Omaha Beach, the Nazi forces had high-powered machine guns, fortified positions that a combination enabled them to mow down huge number of Allied troops. But before the dawn broke on June 6th, British and American paratroopers had landed behind the enemy lines and cut off communications, which was huge. And, you know, I was playing a lot of audio from some of these men early today, listening to it, getting ready to do these shows today. And, when these older men, these gentlemen who fought that day, they talk about what they saw and what they experienced, I honestly, the hair in the back of my neck stands up. And I'm like, how did they do it? How did they do it? I mean, this one guy was in one of those transport boats that you see all the time that, you know, where the front gate was about to go down. And I was listening to him this morning tell this story about how he hesitated. He hesitated, didn't want to lower this front of that ship because the bullets were actually hitting it. He could hear it. And his commander kept yelling at him to do it, to do it, to do it. And finally, he gave in. He did it. He lowered that front gate of that transport ship. And, like, the first six guys, the first two or three rows of men cut down like that. Killed. Like that. So, I mean, just unbelievable. Anyway, we'll continue to have conversations about this. We'll talk a little bit more about D-Day, the significance, obviously, of it. Just an incredible, incredible day. And 75 years ago, the greatest generation did something that, without them, the world would be a different place for sure. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm honored and happy to be filling in for Wayne Allen Root today. USA Radio Network, the show is War Now. We'll be right back.
We know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit, he beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. Go there now, your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free 2-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV. And I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Now, 1 minute because of my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, we're back. I can honestly say, right next to me here in my studio in beautiful Connecticut, I have two bags of those lozenges. I don't think I have the leaky gut, but I do have the lozenges anyway. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're just joining me, I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It is D-Day, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that, at least for the next 45 minutes or so, and then we can branch off into some other stuff. And if you want to call in, certainly you can start calling in now or after the bottom of the hour for sure. So if you want to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255. And I see the phone lines are jammed up. And let's keep calling, and we'll start to take those phone calls after the bottom of the hour, because I don't want to try to squeeze you guys in. It's not fair to you to try to get your points out in a limited time. So I'll give you a little bit more time, and we'll do that. You guys can hang in there through the break. Just hang in there through the break, and we'll do that. I just wanted to give you a couple other facts and figures about the longest day. The Normandy invasion was, again, not a one-day affair. It raged on until the Allied forces crossed the River Seine in August. Altogether, the Allies took about 200,000 casualties over the course of the campaign, including 4,413 deaths on D-Day alone. According to the D-Day Center, no reliable figure exists for the German losses, but it estimates that it's around 200,000 were killed or wounded, with approximately another 200,000 more taken prisoner on May 7, 1945, less than a year after D-Day. Germany surrendered, entering the war in the European theater. The numbers, by the way, the numbers of people who died died during World War II is staggering. I was looking at this earlier today. Germany lost 8.8 million people. Japan, 1 million people. The United States, a little less than a half a million people. Russia, some people are saying Russia lost possibly 20 million people. It's actually 24 million people, they say, died as a result of World War II. The entire civilian deaths from World War II, 45 million. Battle wounded, 25 million. Battle deaths, 15 million. So you're talking about 60 million people died as a result of World War II. Those numbers are staggering. I mean, we're talking about, at that time, I think there was a little bit over 2 billion people alive on the planet. So the percentage was somewhere around 3 or 4% of the population. Can you imagine 4% of the population gone in a four-year period, dying as a result of war? Poland themselves lost 17% of their population. 17! Almost 2 in 10 people died. It's mind-boggling to think about. I mean, we lose soldiers in battles. We've lost soldiers in battles, ever since. But like these numbers, catastrophic stuff. Again, the greatest generation did something that we can never properly thank them for. We just can't. There's no way. I wish we could. I wish I could. Doing shows like this, doing shows, my radio show every day, Wayne doing his show every day, in a small way tries to pay those folks back, but in the grand scheme of things, what they did, you can't return that favor. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. We'll be back with more next.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A sign of our appreciation.
A colorful one.
Staples wants to thank you for your business by offering 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Print whatever you need to promote your business. Color presentations, business cards, and yes, signs.
And get 20% back in Staples rewards. It's our way of saying thanks.
Right now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only and 6/22/19. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are back in Ireland after commemorating the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in France. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Discussions about possible tariffs on Mexican imports are underway at the State Department. Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday at the White House, but were unable to reach a resolution. President Trump is threatening tariffs unless Mexico puts a stop to the flow of illegal immigrants passing through the country. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Sponsor this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times bestselling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He's got a couple days off, and on Thursdays, usually I do the first hour, but now we're doing tonight and tomorrow night, full out, full show, so hopefully you guys can join us. We're going to go right to the phones. We've got a million people on hold, so just hang in there. I'll get to everybody as soon as we can. All the way out to Long Island we go, where Chet wants to talk about whether or not we'll win, or we would win, a World War III, I guess, something like that, right?
Yeah, so I was going to ask you this tomorrow on the morning show, and then I realized you were on for hosting for Wayne Allen Root tonight, so I figured I'd call and get your national opinion on this. Would America, today's America, have the fortitude to defeat the Nazis as we did so long ago when the blood spilled on those shores? Would we have the fortitude to do what those men did?
It's a great question. My gut reaction is yes, we would figure out a way. We still have great men and women in this country that would figure out a way.
Yeah.
We have overwhelming firepower superiority. We may not be able to do it in the same kind of way. We may have to escalate on our side. I think the question that you're trying to ask me is, do we have the same kind of, like, people with the same kind of heart that those men had back in 1944? I think we have some. I don't think the country as a whole is as patriotic as it was back then. We were talking about this morning, Chet, and, you know, we were never as patriotic as after 9/11, right? So I would have to think that's what it was like every day between 1940 and 1945 back, you know, in this country back then. So I think we have the people. I just don't know if we have the same number of people. I think that we would figure out a way to win that.
All right, what if we had to fight it in the same type of way? I mean, when you talk about those amphibious vehicles going onto the shores and hearing the gunfire hitting the bridges before they come down, do we have that kind of fortitude?
What do you think?
I don't know. I see, you know, kids out there, they don't even know what D-Day means. They think it means, like, Diversity Day or, you know, Dominatrix Day or, you know. The thing is, you know, they didn't serve soy lattes back then when they were storming those shores. You know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
I wonder if we were put in that position, could we do it again now?
I want to say yes, because I don't want to insult the military men and women right now that have, you know, blanks of steel, right? And I know they're out there. And I know right now they're listening to us across the country, and they're saying, hell yeah, I'd do it. I could fight. And I know that we have a lot of those.
They would.
They would.
But I'm asking, you know, back then we had to draft the kids. Their kids lying about their age to go to war.
Sure.
Do we have them anymore?
No. No. That middle, we still have the people with the blanks of steel. And those guys would go out and give it all. Whether or not, the question is whether or not we have enough of those folks. I want to say I hope we do. I think, though, those men back in the middle 40s who did what they did, they did it in a different time. Right now, everything's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We know what's going on. Those men were going into something that they didn't have any clue with it. You know what I mean? And they just put their head down and they charged up those cliffs. It's really incredible what they did. It really is.
Really makes you appreciate, you know, the great country that we live in, man.
Absolutely, Bryce. Yeah, thanks for calling in. I got to grab a few more, but I appreciate you calling. We're going to go back to Connecticut where Stu is. Stu, how are you?
I'm fine, Lee. This story is well known. I've published a book about it. It has to do with radar counterjamming in D-Day. After late 1943, the Germans spent more than half of their effort, that is the number of people working on electronics in trying to correct our jamming efficiency against their radar. And in early May 1944, Eisenhower set up what was called Operation Petticoat. It's not too well known. Petticoat was to try to get radar jammers on board the larger ships that were going to be on D-Day, but it was secret. And a lot of these jammers had been sent over from where they were developed in a laboratory, supposedly in the biology department at Harvard. Obviously, it was the secret lab. And they got over there, and no one knew where they were. So a young guy, Yale English graduate, later got a member of the National Academy of Science, Oswald G. Villard, was sent over, and he got an Army officer. He had to have somebody to allow him to get into the warehouses, and they got the stamp on the crates screwed up. So when they finally found that out, then they started to put these on the ships. They managed to get them on 266 of the larger ships used in D-Day. And these little jammers were only 10 or 15 watts, but they would jam the German radar, both aircraft radar and from the ground.
Really?
And they were so short of radio measuring instruments in World War II. A number of my professors at Stanford were in this secret outfit. They had practically nothing, and that's what helped Hewlett and Packard factory get going, doing measuring instruments. They didn't have the right kind of coax connectors to hook these jammers up to these ships. So without telling anybody, Villard and a couple of his buddies just cut the cables to other stuff on those ships, took the wire out, re-soldered them, and they had 266 of the larger ships used in D-Day to try to jam any German radar.
Okay, you know what? I want to add something to what you're saying. So we just had a previous question ask me about whether or not we would win, the people today would win World War II. You know what the big difference is? The ingenuity that the folks back then had, the inspiration that they did it with a lot less, if that makes any sense. Now, you mentioned, Stu, that some of the boats got that piece of equipment. What happened to the other boats? Germans able to see those guys or no?
I think in the chaos of how many thousand ships of all, when you add them all up down to the little landing boats, the radar targets weren't going to be that accurate to see those. So I'm assuming they went on all the cruisers, the destroyers, and whatnot. At any rate, in the archives, I found the number that they got on.
Fascinating.
That was a dangerous thing to do when they first tried them out in the Mediterranean. There were guys on B-17s with these, first time they were going to use them, coming into Sicily, and these B-17s were coming within 1,000 feet of the cliffs, and in bad weather, that was damn dangerous.
Right.
But they found that the manuals had said what the aircraft radio should be, and somebody, by the time they got over there, and they had 13 of these planes, all but a couple of them had been put back to stock, because that's what the manual said, so it had screwed up everything they'd done. So snafu is involved, of course, in any big operation.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, Dan. I appreciate the info. Interesting stuff, and thank you. Don't be a stranger to the show. Please call back again. But I got to try to grab and squeeze a couple more in before we run out of time. We're going to go out to Connecticut where BJ is. BJ, how are you, man?
Good afternoon, Leo. Thanks for taking my call. My dad was a proud Navy man during World War II. And,
God bless him, man. God bless him.
And he never let me forget it. Yet the only combat he ever related to me was the fact that he switched gunners on his Essex class carrier, and he switched the gunners as the raids were coming, and the other man who switched the gun with him was killed, and my dad survived.
Wow.
And so here I am.
How did he get killed?
My dad didn't get killed.
No, but how did your dad's buddy get killed? I mean, if they were switching.
The Mitsus were hitting the.
Oh, so he got hit, and your dad didn't. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. Amazing. But he was not in Normandy, but I always loved him, and I always stood tall with him on his.
Is he gone now?
He passed away in cancer back in '83. Yeah,
okay.
He was a great guy. And the other thing I want to add to this is he'd be rolling his grave if he knew that we were all these years protecting and defending socialism in Europe. They started going back to socialism. Don't forget,
right.
The Nazis were national socialists.
Communists were socialists.
And we were fighting socialism, and we keep on forgetting that. Now we want to go back to socialism and integrate it in our country. We're going to ruin ourselves. We're just going to self-destruct, Leo.
Well, I'll tell you what, and thank you for the call, brother. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to squeeze a couple more in. But again, thank you for your dad's service. And again, he sounds like a great guy. And what those men went through over and over again, the military folks back then, it's just amazing. Let's go to Long Island where Kevin is. Kevin, how are you tonight?
Goodly. Oh, see, can you see? Lee, my father was 8th Air Force, B-17s, Army Air Force. My mother's brother, Uncle Joe, G.I. Joe, was in the Battle of the Bulge. My mother's sister married Timmy, who went in at Anzio with the 3rd
wow.
Division. And my father's sister married Bill Hines, who was in the Marines and fought in the Battle of Okinawa. These men were all gentlemen. None of them would talk to me about what their experiences were. But they all made me sit and watch the news reels, Victory at Sea, and everything about it. Heard another listener speaking about today's men. Today's people are courageous. There's bravery everywhere, and they would
yep.
stand. And the tradition of America is such a key. Their youngsters want to do.
I agree. Listen, I agree with you 1,000%. Great call. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. I would love to keep talking to you, Kevin. We'll pick it up maybe tomorrow night. But thank you for all your family service, which is incredible. Listen, we got to go. We got to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling, no strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and usually there's a specific spiel I give, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month. It's single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Today is D-Day. That's the 6th day of June 2019. 75 years ago, the Allied forces, they landed on Normandy, and the rest is history. So we'll grab a couple of calls as we go through this. If you want to call in, 1-833-927-8255, 1-833-WAR-TALK. Give us a call, and we'll chat about this for another 6 or 7 minutes. We'll go out to Connecticut, where Frank is. Frank, I know Frank was a member of the military, so Frank, today's military, could they pull off what these guys did?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But before I talk about that, you're right. In the next few years, I think everyone should appreciate this, because I believe, like everyone says, this is it for these guys.
Right.
The next big one is 80. Really, the next big one is really 100. A lot of us probably won't be here. But I'm saying, but we really need to appreciate these guys. I mean, I heard a story today where his son or his grandkids didn't even know. He told the story the first time they went to D-Day. His son knew he was there, and they went there, and he heard the story today about his son. And his son was like, I never heard the story. He says he never wanted to grow, never wanted to raise his son. They never look at themselves as heroes. They look at themselves as something they had to do. You know what I mean?
Yep. I think you're probably right about that, yeah.
But do I think we can do what happened in World War II? All right. First of all, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, if you look at, if you really look at, if you can, if you want to, if anybody wants to Google the negative of World War II, because a lot of that, Hollywood was still Hollywood. They still was against the war. They still had the country separated. We had so many issues here amongst civil rights, all kinds of things that was going on here. No one really cared about what was going on in Europe. But when we felt that we was attacked, people come together. I think that's the thing about America. I still feel that. I mean, listen, okay, I give this generation of kids, these kids got a lot of issues. But the first time in modern history, kids are actually joining the military to fight. We've always had to have a war. This war has been going on since 92, if you really want to break it down, from Kosovo, and there are kids still joining. You know, we had to have a draft for this before. So do I think that our kids will come together and Americans will come together and Rosie the River will come about? Of course. We're still, it's still the American dream. It's still, people still, listen, we might complain and fight. I might say stuff about America, but at the end of the day, we all still love this country. We know the laws and the rules and the Constitution can work for you, the individual. And when that individual is attacked, we will come together and kick butt.
Frank, you know what? I think you're right about that. I do, and I said that earlier with Chet when he called in. I think we would have figured out a way. The point that I think he was trying to get to is the toughness, the edge of the American younger person.
Well, our military is bigger now.
No, I know. But what I'm
saying, our military is more bigger now than it was in World War II. We had to bring people from infancy. There was tapes of World War II of soldiers with brooms and ships wasn't as up to par. Trust me, if we feel we're attacked, if someone actually comes here and says, okay, we're going to break up what you got, believe me, it will come about. Because like I said, we might fight, we might disagree, we might spit on each other, but at the end of the day, we all think that the Constitution can work for us, and no one wants to lose that.
Frank, I think you're right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And as always, don't be a stranger. You want to weigh in? We have a few minutes left. 833 War Talk. But yeah, I actually agree. I think we would have figured out a way. I think the point is, do we have a different sort of attitude? Are the younger kids today different than they were back then? My initial answer would be yes. But I do think that they would find a way. Same goes for any other conflict that we've gone through. The men who fought in Vietnam, right? The men who fought in Vietnam were brave. They dealt with the same kind of horror. The men that went to Normandy, it was just a different scenario. They were forced into this situation where they had to get off. They had to get off these boats. They had to get to those cliffs. They had to get up. They had to do it. It was just the way it was. Now, the men in Vietnam and the men in different conflicts, they have to do it. They have to do different things. But still, this day, without this day, again, 75 years ago, without us winning, it would be a completely different world. All right, we've got to take a break. Listen, coming up after the top of the hour, Colonel Rob Simmons. You are going to love this guy. We'll chat with him, then take some more phone calls. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With MyPillow.